your second hour of Hollywood Connections with your host, Dawn Reese.
Hey, Peter Blake, thank you so much for joining us on the second hour of Hollywood Connections.
My pleasure.
Yes, and we are rocking and rolling with the show today. And welcome my co-host today. Yvonne is not feeling well. We wish her well to be back in the studio with us next week. And you're sitting in for her today, and you are?
My name is mentalist Greg Raven here in Tampa Bay, Florida.
That's right, and you're going to be performing at Sunny's Comedy Lounge this weekend.
This Friday night.
There we go, Friday
night. At 9:30.
9:30.
Tickets are only $5.
Only $5?
Only $5. This week and this week only.
Well, you have to go and see them. Now, what is your show about?
Basically, what I do is I basically pretend to read minds for a living. I'll be the first to tell you that I'm a fake, I'm a fraud, I'm a phony, but I'm good at it.
Peter's cracking up back
that's,
there.
That's good. That's kind of the point of a comedy show. Yes. But yes, I do. I do a lot of what looks like mind reading. It's not. And that's usually the fun part is afterwards, everybody's going, okay, if you really can't read minds, then how are you doing this?
Ooh.
So that's always a lot of fun because, and then I always have that one, usually one wild-eyed person who's from the Busey home for the terminally strange who comes up to me afterwards and says, no, you actually do have powers. You're lying to everybody. Yeah, that's right. That's what it is. Sure.
Superhero powers.
Yes.
In the meantime, I might have a connection for you here with Hollywood Connections. Is Ellen on the phone with us?
She is.
Hi, Ellen. I'm sitting here chatting with this gentleman that is amazing, and I think he'd be great for your show coming up in February. And Ellen has a big show in Orlando. Ellen, tell everybody about it real quick.
Hi.
Hi. Happy birthday, yeah. Madeline.
Actually, it's Casey's birthday, and my birthday was last week. Thank you, Dawn.
No problem. So you've got an exciting show that you're going to be working on, right?
Well, I've been working on it. Thank you. Yes, I'm so excited. It's our second event at the Flamingo Water Park Resort in Kissimmee, Florida. It's called Mads Fashion 2017, and it's a fashion show, and we are supporting and raising funds for St. Jude's Children Cancer Research Hospital and raising awareness for healthier choices for a hungry child.
That's amazing. Where can they buy tickets?
So they can go online to Eventbrite to Mads Fashion 2017 and purchase their tickets, just $25 each.
Right, and we'll be there doing some interviews this time, and we're excited. And give the date.
Yes, I'm looking forward to seeing you, Miss Dawn, on the red carpet there.
I know.
And the date is February the 4th. The red carpet starts at 5, and the fashion show starts at 6 o'clock. And then we have an after party that will start just shortly after the fashion show is done.
What do you think about having a medalist over there? Say hi to Ellen and tell her what you do.
Hi, Ellen. How are you today?
I'm good. I've been listening to the show, so I hear you're like a fake mind reader, huh?
That's pretty much it. I'm a fraud. Yes, absolutely. I'm an absolute charlatan,
con artist.
Yes, I'm a practitioner of deception. How about that?
At least you're blatantly honest about it. You're
absolutely.
Not trying to pull over everybody's eyes.
No. I am thoroughly against those kinds of people who claim that they have paranormal ability. I'll flat out tell you I'm lying.
But I bet it's a real comedy act. I bet it's a lot of fun.
It is. There's a video. I think it's the one I sent to you, Dawn.
Yes.
Of the one with the five young ladies up on stage, and
yes.
I tell them what color underwear they're wearing.
Oh no.
I don't think that would work at her event, but in
probably
the meantime,
not. No. Probably not.
May work in a bar, though.
Oh, yeah.
We can work on something else, okay?
I have lots of material. The one that most people really go crazy over is my spoon bending.
Ooh.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
And do you actually bend the spoon, or does it just look like it?
Oh, no, I actually bend it. Yeah, because I bring up two spoons up on stage to begin with, and I show they nest or spoon together very well. I think I just lost him. That's kind of funny.
You just lost my producer.
That's awesome. And then by the end of it, you can see that they do not fit within each other anymore.
I'll be done. Yeah, I wouldn't mind checking it out, and you're more than welcome to come and participate at Matt's Fashion Fundraiser on February the 4th if you'd like to. Again, it's at Kissimmee, Florida at the Flamingo Water Park Resort. And if you guys need to book a room, call Flamingo and give them the promo code St. Jude, and you can book your room for just $55 a night.
That's an awesome price. Also, is that a water park heated?
Yes, that's the beautiful part about it. That water park, which you get four free complimentary water park passes per night, is like bath water.
Okay, nice. Okay, we're there.
It's lovely, yes.
My problem is you get me in, I'll be reporting around the river.
Exactly.
You know, you cannot pull me out of a lazy river, Peter.
Talk about a remote broadcast.
Well, it won't be a broadcast after that. Yeah. It hits the water.
Yeah, you just follow me with the inner tube and I'll interview you. That's
She'll
funny.
Call it in.
There you go. I can just see Dawn doing that, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm like a mermaid. I get in, I can't come out. I'll tell you. But
Ellen, fantastic. Thank you. Yeah, definitely. We'd love to see you guys. And if you want to, we have an event page on Facebook, Mad Fashion 2017. If you want to send us some information or a video or anything like that, send it to madmommyshow2015@gmail.com.
Perfect.
You're
going to have to call back in the next week and talk about if we're going to Dallas. We'll talk about some exciting things with a new company.
We got a lot of exciting stuff coming up, don't we, Dawn?
I know. Me, you, and Brandy are probably going to Dallas, and that's like, you know, the Charlie's Angels. Watch out.
I know. We're going to go to Dallas, and I'm also working with Brandy and her mom. I've got a leading role in something coming up, too.
Nice.
And Madeline's got an extra part. Yeah. So there's a lot of exciting stuff. Gasparilla Children's Parade is coming up on the 21st. And then you've got the Martin Luther King Parade. When is that, Dawn?
That's actually, you know, they have to tune in at 7:30. They're here in the studio. Jeffrey's going to talk about it. We're going to play the commercial. And that's on the 16th. So they're going to talk all about the MLK Parade coming up. We're excited.
Yeah. So we're going to be there for that. And definitely we'd love to see your act. We're going to have Ashley Nicole there singing. She's from MTV. And we've got a whole group of people that are going to be performing and models and vendors. So we would love to have you. Just make sure, Dawn, you send me his information so we can connect, all right?
We'll do the Hollywood connections right afterwards. There's been a lot of connections here. Thank you so much, Ellen. Oh, God bless. I hope you had a great beach day today in Clearwater Beach. That's what it's all about. It's only about 70, 80 here.
My kids are still on vacation.
That's right.
We just took a half a day to get away because we've been so busy. So thank you. I appreciate everything you do, Ms. Dawn. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Oh, sounds good. Sounds good. All right. God bless, Ellen. Now, I know we have another cool caller on, and I've been waiting for him. And thank you for so being patient. You are an actor, and are you on the air with us?
Here I am. I am indeed.
Thank you so much for your time. Where are you calling in from? What state?
I am actually calling in from New York City. Well, I'm a liar. I'm actually across the Hudson in Weehawken, New Jersey, but I can see the city from my road.
Very cool. How's the weather up there?
It's actually not too bad. We had a little bit of rain, but it's not too cold, but it's also not too hot either. So it's bearable. It's all right.
Gotcha. Well, you know how I connected with you and your crew and everybody, and I have to tell this story. I'll have to pull it up. I was, you know, scrolling for Facebook. That's how I fall asleep at night. Do you know that, Greg?
That sounds terrible.
That's the best way to go to sleep.
It usually is pretty boring, but yes.
Well, I just catch up on my kids in Phoenix and my grandkids are doing. And I came across this video. I think you were shooting in New York. That's what it was. And it was like a little intro. And it's called The Farmer and the Bell, correct? Mm.
That is right.
Right. And I laughed so hard. You know, when I was looking at the posters, the flyers, I'm like, this is going to be one cool movie. Tell us about it. You're in the movie. We're going to try to get Jen with us and give us a little, you know, in-depth information about it.
Sure, absolutely. Well, my name, first of all, is Jim E. Chandler, and I am a producer as well as a star of The Farmer and the Bell alongside my fiancée, Jen Gotson. And basically, our story is a story about finding real love. And it's a fish-out-of-water story about a New York City fashion model who gets stranded on her childhood pen pal's pig farm. Say that 10 times fast. So
that's funny.
She ends up down south on a pig farm with all of her New York sensibilities, So there's a lot of hilarity that ensues from there. But the overall goal of the movie is to discover what real love is all about and what a real healthy relationship looks like. And that's what the goal of the film is. And it's just going to be hilarious and funny. I mean, we have already shot 3 days of our principal photography, and we did it here in New York City, and it was fantastic. We couldn't beat the set decoration of New York in Christmas time, so we went for it, and we dove right in and Ooh. Filmed those 3 days. And if you can picture a horse in a onesie, and if you're not smiling, then there's your wood's wet. Like, it that's just funny. And
did you just say your wood's wet?
Yeah.
I did. I said your wood's wet. If I don't light your fire, your wood's wet.
Okay.
Yes, I'm going to pull this up.
You've never heard that before?
I've never heard that before. Of course.
If I don't light your fire, the wood's wet.
Okay. Of course, I've never seen, until today, I've never seen a horse in a onesie either. So, you know.
I'll show it
There's
to you.
I've seen it.
Everything.
I saw it on your Facebook page earlier. I was not going to sleep at the time, though.
Yeah, yes. And she's in pink, which that's what caught me. I was like, that looks cozy.
Yes.
So, yeah. So which is really cool. So, give everybody the Facebook, the website, the site where they can see that little clip as well.
Oh, absolutely. Well, our Facebook page, basically, if you log into Facebook and type in The Farmer and the Bell, or if you type in Christmas Comedy Movie, ours will be the first thing that pops up, and it's the Farmer and the Bell Christmas Comedy Movie is the slash facebook.com/ The Farmer and the Bell Christmas Comedy Movie. But if you search it, you'll find it that way. On Twitter, we can be found at The Farmer and the Bell. If you search that, or if you do at Comedy Farm Movie, you're only allowed 14 characters on Twitter, so we couldn't do the full Christmas comedy, so we had to adjust it there. And then on Instagram, we're at Christmas Comedy Movie. So we're trying to keep that same vein to make it easy for everybody to search and to find. And a couple of hashtags we're doing right now is hashtag The Farmer and the Bell, and that's the Bell with an E on the end because our lead title character's name is Bell.
Oh.
And you can also do hashtag Christmas Comedy Movie and hashtag Real Love.
That's so cool.
I'm playing the farmer, which is why I had that saying that nobody seems to understand. And Jen Gotson is playing the Bell, and she is the New York City fashion model who ends up being a fish out of water on a pig farm in Georgia.
Wow. Now, what are your plans? I know you said release of 2018. Are you hitting the theaters with this? Are you selling the DVDs? What route are you taking?
We're going to be going on to multiple platforms, and we originally were thinking about releasing in 2017 and around Thanksgiving and Christmas time. But we've decided that in order to get a really solid marketing strategy together, we're going to push until 2018 so that we have all of our bases covered and we have the most excellent product put together that we can, because we don't want to rush it and to put out something that is not going to be watched by people. So we're going to do 2018, and we are going to go for theaters, and we're also going to be doing it on other platforms, including streaming, watching it on multiple devices. We're also looking into putting together some storybooks, and we're going in all kinds of wonderful directions with the film, and we're excited for how things are moving right now, and everything is just going smoothly and going great. It's stressful, don't get me wrong. I don't know if either of you have ever produced anything as far as entertainment in the film business or anything of that nature, but it definitely is stressful, but it's a blessing to be as stressed as we are.
Wow. Now, what is your background in your acting, in your training? Where did you train at, or is this something, did you come from the production end or the actor end?
No, I am first and foremost an actor. I've done some minimal producing. I produced a short demo last year now. Happy 2017. But this was our first undertaking. This is a story that was developed and was downloaded into Jen. And it parallels our love story in a way, because we are getting married as well at the end of this production. And we're going to film a portion of that.
That's cool.
Congratulations. Really cool. Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much. So the story.
Hey, we could have Donnie Most. He was on the first hour. He could be there with his swing band.
That would be wonderful.
Wouldn't that be
reception?
Cool? I know.
Holy cow, a swing band.
He has a
that
swing band.
Fantastic.
I know.
Well, I've been taking my swing dance lessons, so I think I'll be ready to go.
Wow. Well, you know, he was on Happy Days. You know, now he's got a swing band.
Wow.
Yeah, that's Potsy.
No, that was Ralph Mouth.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Sorry.
Yes.
Oopsie. Oopsie. Sorry, Donnie.
Yeah, no, but it would be cool. I'll have to hook you up if you decide you want him in your movie. Hey, you could do that. You could do that.
That is definitely
what a soundtrack.
Because
wouldn't that be awesome?
We are actually having some musical numbers, and one of the events in the movie is a country fair. That's a fundraiser, and we're going to have some musical acts in there. We're still in negotiations with solidifying who those are going to be, but we have a pretty good idea of who we're going to have. But hey, we're open to any and everything.
Ooh, I'll send you his email. Let me talk to him first, and then you guys can connect. And, you know, hey, it's a thought list. You know, he's trying to get his music out there, you know, branding, and he's already branded.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's actually kind of exciting because we're actually working with a gentleman named Joel Bunkowski, who is a producer from Nashville, and he's well connected into the music business and works as an attorney with some record labels. So he actually was the attorney on a song that just got nominated for a Grammy from the movie called Priceless. So we're excited to have him on board. So he might know some of the very same people.
Oh, okay. That's really cool. I'd also like to have Jen on. You know, I know she's filming something in Los Angeles, and talk to her. And, you know, and we really thank you for coming in and, you know, talking with us on the phone from New York. And, you know, hope you have a fireplace up there.
I do. It's electric and it looks beautiful.
I know. I have one too. It's so funny. I had one on Greg. I had one the other day. My cousin's telling me, and I don't know where she's at, in some cold area of the United States. And she's like, it's 2 degrees. And I went, you know, I got the air on in my fake fireplace.
I
great. What?
My family moved. I had some relatives move down here from Chicago. And my cousin Janine's was like, she says, there's just something inherently wrong about making Christmas cookies with the windows open. You know, I just.
That's funny.
That's great.
It'll be 56 on Saturday.
Appreciate y'all having us on.
Ooh, cool.
Oh, no, thank you so much. And we'd like to promote it even more. When you get the trailer, let me know. And other actors in the film, we'd love to have them come on and talk about their part and how they auditioned and how they got the part.
That'd be great. Let's stay in touch, and we'll go through this together. I think it'll be a fun ride. And thank you so much for inviting us on. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. You can tune into TanTalk1340.com. I will have a live podcast and video feed up later tonight after the show. And an actor from New York, we thank you so much. Give everybody your name one more time.
My name is Jim E. Chandler, and that's the letter E. My middle initial is Everett.
And they can find you on Facebook?
That's correct. You can find me on Facebook. Jim E. Chandler is my fan page. And then if they want to connect with me personally, I don't know. I guess I'll just have to screen them.
I know mine was deleting a lot of people. And then I'm like, okay, I never talked to them. Okay, now I have a couple spots open on my Facebook. All right, but thank you so much for calling in. We look forward to having you back again.
All right, appreciate y'all.
All right, thank you. Isn't that cool?
That's very cool.
I know. I love comedies, and I think that's really cool. You know, and hey, there's a singer out there that.
But you know what? You didn't ask about the red carpet.
I know. That's coming.
Well, it's still really, really early.
That's coming.
I mean, you got to wait till next year.
That's going to be. That's coming.
But still.
Hey, Donnie Most with his swing band and their movie.
That would be
cool.
And now the big thing is soundtracks. I mean, yep. Guardians of the Galaxy had one of the best-selling soundtracks of last year.
Well, they're going to be on the cruise, Fantasy.
Oh.
I know. Coming up.
You need to book me on the entertainment. On that
I
one.
Know. You know what? I got an idea. I got to hook you up with somebody. You're right. Oh, my gosh. Yes, yes, yes. I got an idea. In the meantime, Peter, let's go to my favorite song while we get ready for our Martin Luther King Parade information coming up in St. Petersburg.
Nice.
Listen to my favorite music. I love this on our sailboat. This is all I listen to. I'll be right back.
Sea fire and gold, I have none to give to you. Material things. Give to you, honey and sweets, I have not to give to you. All I have for you, all I got for you, love and affection. My love and affection, love and affection. A long time we'll be together, baby, sharing every moment together. I hope this our love will last forever. I can move your mountain, you can move my mountain. Let's share this love, baby. I'll take you
into the dreamland.
And we're back, Peter.
Yes, we are back.
I know. And we have Jeffrey here from the Martin Luther King Parade in St. Petersburg. Welcome.
Welcome, everyone. Glad to be here.
We're glad that you're here. And I'm glad you like our studio. And we have his commercial, Peter.
Yes, we do. We're ready to play that?
Yeah, let's play that first.
All right. Good to go. Here we
go. We'll be right back.
James Flynn, your Southside lawyer, presents the 32nd Annual MLK Dream Big Parade, featuring Florida A&M University Marching 100, and also the Tuskegee University Marching Crimson Piper Band, along with Grand Marshal Jameis Winston. And immediately following the parade, don't forget about the 2nd Annual Family Fun Day presented by the Maurice Bates Foundation. Parade kicks off at 11 a.m. For more info, go to MLKDreamBig.com.
And we're back, and we have Jeffrey in the house with us. And, you know, so tell us all about what's happening and the date and what time the parade starts.
Awesome, awesome. It's glad to be here once again. Don, thank you for having us here.
Thank you.
Mentalist.
Yes, yes.
Thank you for having us well.
Yes.
So listen, the Martin Luther King Parade is January 16th, 2017, and we'll be starting at 11 a.m. sharp on time, because we believe in on-time buggies walking down the street. And so this year is a pretty exciting year this year. We have Florida A&M University Marching 100, which is one of the ranked number one bands in the country.
Nice.
We have Tuskegee University Band as well. And we have about 12 bands total. Our parade right now is about 103 participants right now.
Wow.
So it's really, really become a great parade this year. We've put a lot of work into it. We have it'll start on 2nd Street and Central Avenue in downtown St. Petersburg. And the route will go up Central Avenue to Dr. Martin Luther King Street. We'll go left, which is south one block, then up one block on 1st Avenue South. And we'll end at Tropicana Field, where all the fun begins. The parade is sponsored by James Flynn, our Southside lawyer. So we really want to thank him for what he's did for us this year. He's really come through for us. Our Family Fun Day, we have a lot of rides. We have all the rides are free for all the kids. We have live entertainment all day long from immediately following the parade until about 8 p.m. that night. So everyone is welcome to come. And we'd like to thank NBA superstar Maurice Spates for that. He sponsored our fun day for us,
along with
many other sponsors as well. You know, so it's going to be a pretty good day today. And we're looking forward to Dawn and her crew in the parade as well.
Yes, we're going to be there with our Tan Talk banners and my Beauty Queen reporters. And we were in last year, and you know what's really cool? We had a truck, and one of my girls were there in the truck. And they, my Miss Florida Diva's not here. She is really sad because she wasn't feeling good, and she was so excited to meet you.
Awesome.
Her name is Yvonne, and so she is an African-American beautiful lady that is my Miss Florida Diva. So she is in the standing by the truck, and then all of a sudden, Philip from Crown Cars comes over and takes her hand, and he says, come into my Mercedes. Of course, I was holding a title too last year, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. I want to go in the Mercedes. And so we were in the front of the parade, and she just had such a great time, and we want to thank Crown Cars. Hopefully, we're going to be doing that again with them, but we do have space, and we want to thank you for being in your parade.
We thank you. We thank everyone for being a part of our parade. We thank everyone for taking the time out to understand that, you know, the Martin Luther King Parade is a very significant parade to a lot of people, and to have everybody who wants to be a part of it is really a blessing to have that, and we're very honored to have people with us, and to have 103 participants is pretty awesome.
Oh yeah,
we really enjoyed the fact that people are actually still trying to sign up to be in the parade.
I was going to say that if they have, is there a late fee or do they have to? How does that work?
Well,
can they still get in?
We can't get in the parade.
Okay,
it's 103. However, we do still have vending spots left for our Family and Fun Day at Tropicana Field. So if anybody wanted to be a vendor, you can actually call 727-321-7919. Or you can go to our website at www.MLKDreamBigParade.
Okay, and that's going to be the same after the parade?
Yes, immediately following the parade, when the parade ends and you see the street sweepers behind the horses, and that's when we're going to start.
Okay, so nice. Anybody that's selling anything that has, you know, a Tan Talk radio booth?
Yes, yes.
Wink, wink.
You know what I really forgot to mention, Dawn, and
what?
I really feel bad about not mentioning this. Our grand marshal is Jameis Winston, the quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this year.
Oh, nice. How exciting. Oh, did you hear
that's
that, Peter?
Cool. He'll be there.
Okay, he's got to jump in. He's going to say something. He's our sports guy, and he's got a sports show.
You're going to get him started again?
Hey, look, he in his first 2 years, he's thrown for 4,000 yards. He has a franchise record for 28 touchdowns. He is the franchise face of your Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That's right.
Jameis Winston.
Why don't you say what you really feel?
Hey, Peter, were you going to be in the parade with us with a car?
What day is it?
The 16th.
Monday, January the 16th.
Right.
I don't know. I may have to work both jobs, but maybe I...
I know
we'll
he wants
see.
To meet him. Have you met him?
I never met Jameis Winston before, no.
You want to, I can tell.
I'd like to, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sure.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
And, Peter, if you come out, I'll definitely introduce you to him. We live out in the same neighborhood area right there. So
like to get him on the sports web on Saturday afternoon.
He's got a great show, too.
And I never said I was his agent. I just told you I knew the guy.
Okay.
We're pretty good friends, but I didn't say I was his agent, though. But I don't know about getting him on shows. But, you know, one thing about Jameis, though, and we chose Jameis because not only his ability on the field, but his ability off the field. I mean, he is he's a great guy. Just to deal with him, it's like dealing with a guy that just real wholesome guy. So you'll get a great feeling from him. Great quarterback. I think he is the very, very best we could have had as a grand marshal this year.
Absolutely.
You know, we've had a lot of things going on in our country and definitely in our city of St. Petersburg as well. And thank God for people like, you know, the mayor Rick Christman and police chief Tony Holloway. They've really made it a very, very good seamless city. So someone like Jameis, who's a very seamless kind of guy, I mean, he talks to anybody, anywhere. So he's a good choice.
He's a good guy. He really is. He had a bad rap coming out of college that was really disappointing how the media portrayed him. You can see that he is the real deal.
Oh, hey, of course he is. I mean, words mean nothing at the end of the day.
Exactly.
Action speaks louder than words any day of the week.
I agree with that.
And he showed it on and off the field since he's been with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yep.
Wow, what a shout out to him. You'll have to give him this clip and say hi.
That's right.
Well, in the meantime, have you ever met a comic... Mentalist.
You're going to get it right sooner or later, I swear.
I kept saying metalist because, you know, you bend spoons.
Yes, I do bend metal on occasion. But I got to say, you have got some pipes on you, man. I got to tell
you
what
sing?
A voice.
No, not at all.
He really does. He's got a beautiful voice.
Yeah,
seriously.
Have
you
done
could
radio?
Do, like, voiceover.
No radios.
Ever?
Really? Well,
no.
You
okay.
Look into it.
Yeah. We can talk.
I mean, who am I to speak? This is my fourth time on radio, you know, but still, you know.
Say WTN Jazz. Say that.
Thanks for tuning in to WTNN Jazz.
There you go. See?
Oh, we could do a jazz show with him.
There you go.
There you go.
Don and Jeffrey Jazz Show.
You could do an R&B show here.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah.
Yeah. He has the whole look and everything.
We need to do it. We need to talk to station manager.
Yes, yeah, so Lola.
It's going to happen.
We're going to set up a meeting.
There you go.
She's always listening, so be careful. She'll probably call in right now.
I know. Lola, call in. Let's say hi.
Sorry, no.
Yes,
you know the number. It's your station.
727-441-3000 or 866-826-1340 if you're listening online, tantalknetwork.com. And, of course, if you have one of those handy-dandy smartphones, make sure you download the TuneIn Radio app. Look for the Tantalk Radio Network to hear this show along with all the fine shows on this radio station. Back to you.
Even if they do change.
Yeah. So you have a trick for us.
I do.
He wants to add you into this while
I
you're
do.
Here.
I would love to have you guys in this.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to, I need to stand up for this though.
Okay.
So.
And I'm going to go live on Facebook.
You're going to go live on Facebook. Yeah. So what I need you two to do is I need a little space between you two.
Okay.
More than we have now?
Well, I meant on the desk.
Like this way?
No, I mean the space between this.
Oh, here. Okay, so people are driving. They're going, what are they doing? He's going to do like, I don't know if he's doing a trick or.
I'm doing a trick.
Okay, he's doing a trick. All
okay,
right.
So I need a little more space there. If we can move that keyboard over just
a
touch.
Here. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I need. There you go.
Okay. He's going to be at Sonny's Comedy Club this weekend.
Yes,
Friday.
I am.
And don't forget, after Sonny's, you know what restaurant to go to, correct?
Which one?
Ruth Chris.
Not Charlie Chris.
I was joking with everybody because I'm sitting here going, yes, we were in the car with Crown Cars, and I'm like behind Ruth Chris. No, Charlie Chris. It's Charlie Chris Steakhouse. I'm just batting 1,000 tonight, right, Peter?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, even
always
the poet.
Are.
Even
yes.
the poet. What, Frozen?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes. Great job.
Yes, clearly.
Let it go.
Hey, Peter, you might want to interview Charlie Chris. You know, he was a quarterback for St. Pete High School.
I had no idea of that.
Jameis
wow.
Winston, Charlie Chris, quarterback.
There you go, Peter.
Wow. That would be a great idea.
There you go, right there, see?
Yeah.
You got a center that was a quarterback.
Really?
Yeah, he was, actually.
Very cool.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is this. Would you do me a favor and tape the cards for me? I have a deck of cards for those of you playing at home.
Okay, and those of you who are listening are wondering what's happening here.
Okay, and what I want you to do is just start putting them down one at a time, face down on the table. One nice, neat little pile. Yep, there you go. And you can deal from the top, you can deal from the bottom. You can even cut the cards if you'd like. Dawn, what I want you to do is simply call stop at any point.
Stop.
Okay. I'll take the other cards, all the rest of them. Perfect. And go ahead and square those up if you would, please. And go ahead and pick them up. And I want you to deal off three piles. 1-1-1, 1-1-1. Until you've exhausted the deck. That means the cards get really tired.
No, well, we have dead air here.
Perfect.
We're still here.
That's okay. Yes. Okay, do me a favor and turn over each of the top cards. Perfect. And whatever we get, we're going to go from lowest to highest. Okay, so I can't see. What do we have there?
Two of diamonds.
Okay.
Seven of clubs.
Uh-huh.
And a four of diamonds.
Okay, so the important part is we're going to go from lowest to highest, so that would be 2 and 4 and 7. Okay?
Yes.
Now, what I want you to do is, now there's no way I can know what you're going to choose. I'm going to hand you this book. What book is that?
The Da Vinci Code.
The Da Vinci Code. If anybody has the Da Vinci Code, they can actually show that this is a real book. Go ahead and look through it. Make sure it is a real book. I promise you that it is. Okay. And he's flipping through the pages as we speak. Good. And do me a favor, go to page 247, if you would, please. Now, kind of keep it away from me because I don't want to see anything. I've seen this trick before, but still, you know. Cute with the Jeopardy music, by the way.
I like that, too.
That's
really
cute.
Cool.
Yes, please. And when he's... okay, you got it?
There.
Excellent. Go to the bottom line of that page, if you would, please. And just look and find the longest word on that on that bottom line, but don't say what it is. Have you got it in your mind?
Sure.
Okay, can you remember that word?
Yeah.
Go ahead and close that book, if you would, please. Dawn, if you want, you can go ahead and take that book.
Okay.
I just want you to concentrate on your word for a moment. Now, there's no way I could know what we're going to end up at, obviously, as far as the cards go and all that and page numbers. I'm going to say you were looking at a long word. You're looking at, picture the word above my head. You're looking at a word that, you're thinking of a word that starts with an I. Is that correct?
Okay. I quit. can I leave now?
No,
that's
no,
really
no.
scary, but
okay.
yes.
Okay, and just picture the word. You've got I. Actually, you have two I's in this word, don't you?
Yes.
You actually have an S. Actually, there's two S's in this one, too, isn't there?
There he is.
What in the world did you choose? think about this. You've got a T. Is the word instructions?
It totally is instructions.
All right.
Wow.
So now Mentalist, I can sit back down.
Mentalist, while you're here.
Yes, sir.
And we become very good friends, obviously.
Yes.
I am thinking of six numbers. It's lottery night. And I'm going to need you to give them to me right now.
Yeah, do you get those kind of requests sometimes?
Oh, all the time. And I have a great answer. I have a great answer. Okay. So the numbers are 23, 16, 4, 8.
Excuse me. Right, Don. Yeah, pretty quick. Right,
and 54. Now, the date is a little fuzzy.
8. Oh, the date's fuzzy. Got it. The date's fuzzy.
That's funny.
Now, if those numbers come out, I'm going to be really upset when they come out tonight. I'm going to be really upset about that situation.
That's cute. That's very cute. So, anyways, at Sunny's Comedy Club this Friday, you're going to be appearing $5 to get in great food and come and see this amazing.
Yes.
You are Greg. What is your last name?
Greg Raven.
That's right. Greg Raven.
www.gregismental.com.
There we go.
Quote the Raven, nevermore. Another poet, if you will.
There
Edgar Allan Poe.
Is he in Frozen too? No.
I think he is. He may be. He may be Frozen.
I'm learning about poetry. My grandson just got a poetry award, so I'm learning. I've just never been into poetry, but I am. That's a good thing. Yes. So back to Martin Luther King Parade.
Yes.
So anyways, so do you have another business that you'd like to promote on the air or anything that you do or, you know?
Well, there's a few businesses, actually. Because I told you about the Flynn Law Firm, which is James Flynn, a Southside lawyer in St. Petersburg. You have Parker Financial Services in St. Petersburg.
Okay.
St. Pete College is a very big sponsor of ours as well. So, and this is our sponsor. We have county commissioners.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our greatest sponsors that we really appreciate the most, I wouldn't say the most, but just entirely pleasant to have, is it's definitely going to be the city of St. Petersburg.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mayor Rick Kreisman and, you know, Gary Cromwell, you know, and Kanika Jelks Tomlin, our deputy mayor, have been so great to us with this parade, and we've done great things with them, you know, over the years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'll tell you, like with the Southside lawyer, the reason why I mention him so much is because, like 2 weeks ago, the Southside lawyer, he went out and purchased $5,000 worth of $100 Visa gift cards, and along with the police department and Tony Holloway and Major Matt McKinney, we took them to different places in the city where the police department had chosen to take them, and we gave them to different families that could really use them.
Awesome.
And then every year in Thanksgiving, the week before Thanksgiving, the lawyer Flynn, he buys 1,500 turkeys and he puts out a full carnival at Tropicana Field and he gives away 1,500 turkeys, as well as he gives away free food and you can have free food and free drinks and just enjoy the whole day at the carnival. And
wow.
It's completely free. So, and also, he also has a shuttle service that gives senior citizens free rides to anywhere they want to go.
Wow.
Doctor's appointments, grocery stores, pharmacies. So if you need that service, 727-490-6327. So that's why we're so elated by the fact that he really came in and became our title sponsor for our parade this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, it's like an arm. Everybody's put together who's helping people help each other.
Right.
It's a great situation. So we enjoy it.
That is so, so awesome. I know. And I thank you for being here. And I know I want you to stay here with me. Don't go anywhere. Peter, I know we have somebody calling in. Is Creed on the phone yet?
Not yet. We got Centoria and we got Brenda Howard.
Okay. From Texas?
Correct.
Okay. And I know that they want to say hello. And I'm going to say hi to Creed in just a second. Let me try to text him. And are you there from Texas?
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
Hi. Well, you know, I tell my beauty queens, they're reporters, right? And Jeffrey, and can you tell them, you know, how important it is to, you know, find, you know, how to find an MLK parade in your area?
Well, most MLK parades in any city is always going to be on that city's website.
Right.
Because every city sponsors as far as the MLK parade. in any parade that happens in anybody's city, if you just go to your city's local website, you can find out what's going on there.
Right.
So that's the easiest way to find it if you don't hear about it on the radios.
And that's good to know, because I always tell the girls, always find something to do and keep going, and you're there. And I'm waiting for Creed Warner to call in. And while you're here on the air with us, do you have a question for the comic here, Greg? Or do you have it for Jeffrey for the MLK Parade, our reporter from Texas? You're live on the air.
Yes. No, I didn't have any questions, but I find it real fascinating that their work that they're actually doing, like, they seem so involved with their work and dedicated, and I admire that. And that's something that I actually want to do for when I even go forward doing this as a reporter for Hollywood Connections, and as well as me getting more knowledge onto trying to be a singer as well.
Right. So, you know what I do, Jeffrey? Like, she did a pre-interview with Creed Warner, and he owns Glory Sound Studios. And how did that go?
Actually, I was so nervous. I'm not even going to lie, because I never did business calls before. So I was like, Mom, I'm panicking. But I actually called him, and I sent him over the questions, and he said that they're simple enough for him to respond to it through email. So I was waiting for that, but I never got a reply back for the answers for the questions.
Okay, well, guess what? We're probably going to have you interview him just for a few seconds, Jeffrey. This is kind of a test for the reporters to find out their passion of reporting. And I think we have him live. Is he on?
No, he's not.
Okay, so I just text him again. Like, okay, so hold on a second with us. I'm just actually doing that again. And in the meantime, while you're holding, you're going to talk about what else do you do during the week, Jeffrey?
I play golf.
That's a good thing.
Actually, yeah, I play golf during the week.
Okay.
I've been retired for about 7-8 years now. Just different great investments in my life, and it's led me to a life of sensibility and calmness, and I'm able to play golf, and I help in the community a lot. I'm real big in the city of St. Petersburg. I do a lot of things with, you know, different organizations. You know, we try to help feed people, find people jobs, houses. You know, we're just actually there, you know, 24/7, you know, 365. So that's kind of a full-time job, and that pay doesn't allow me to play golf because it doesn't pay that type of payment.
Well, actually, I have something for you. Heather Hines Casting. You're going to like this. Listen to this. Male golfers ages 50 to 60 still needed.
Area to go there.
Handicap of 15 or less must have a beautiful swing. The audition date is Wednesday, January 4th. Well, that was today.
a little late. Just a little late.
Even if it was next week, Don, I don't think the 50 part would have gotten me there, though. So, you know,
did you say February 4th or January 4th?
No, I'm looking here. Thank you, Peter. I'm looking again. Oh, it is January 4th. It's today.
It is today.
All right. Yeah. Well,
Oops.
That was a bummer on that one.
Robert Frost.
Let's go five for Dawn today. So in the meantime, we have Brenda. Brenda's on to give a testimony. Brenda, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi. So tell us what happened when you came in the studio. She's a Christian singer.
Awesome.
She's amazing. And from Deborah, sent her over. And tell us, you've been at the studio twice. We played your music. What has happened since you've been on Hollywood Connections?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful thing. Thank you so much. You sent me over, gave me Creed Warner's phone number, called him, went over and talked with him, gave him a copy of my album. And we have struck a deal. We're going to start with a re-release of my song American Battle Cry that I sang live for you the last time I was in the studio. He's taking it mainstream national, and we're going to record a professional music video using his camera crew, and he's going to send out a national press release, and he said he really, really believes in this song, and I will be out touring in no time.
That's what Hollywood Connections is all about, people.
I know. I tell you what, I have been on cloud nine, because now when I wake up in the morning, I don't worry about anything. I know that my job's going to be writing music and practicing my instruments and just writing more music. So.
And we want to thank you for calling in and letting us know, you know, just like Greg here, he's amazing talent, and I've already got a connection. I'm going to hook you up with these people.
That'd be fantastic.
I know. And also the MLK parade is here. You got to get in the parade, but, you know, I know it's late this year, but you'll have to get in parades next year with you singing, right? She could sing maybe in a parade with
her. She could, on a float. She could do just that.
I'm willing to do anything. What if Creed thinks that is a good thing for my career, and I trust him wholeheartedly.
There you go. Well, we just want to thank you. I know we have like 6 minutes left, and we just want to give Brenda's testimony what I do and, you know, how I help people. So,
yes. And I want to thank you, Dawn, so much for your kindness and and Deborah Sosa over at CVF Productions, who contacted you,
yes,
and you contacted me. It's been awesome. And then getting to work with Creed Warner, this is just a dream come true. Can't thank you enough.
Awesome. Well, we love to hear live testimonies. We have so many more, Jeffrey and Greg, and it's amazing, you know. So we want to thank you so much. All right, I'm Dawn Reese. We'll be right back. And thank you so much for calling in, Brenda. Now, our Texas teen that's on the phone, you have a question for me or for anybody. And my thing is, as your reporter, you always have a question, you know. So do you want to interview me live? And we'll get you next week with Creed, since he's not calling in yet. He must be busy recording.
Sure.
Okay. So say, you know, reporting for Hollywood Connections.
Reporting from Hollywood Connections. This is Miss Teen Texas.
That's right. So we have, you know, tell her what you do.
My name is Greg Raven, and I'm a mentalist.
Right. So what questions would you like to have any of us here? What's your first question?
Well, my first question would be, how long have you been actually doing this form of work?
Well, is that for me, or is that for any of us here? I just...
Any of you guys.
Okay, Greg, you take that one. She knows a little bit about me.
That's fine. And Jeffrey's retired, so.
there you go.
Jeffrey's going to come here and do a jazz show
R&B show. That's going to be coming up next week. Stay tuned. That's right. It'll be jazz talk with Jeffrey.
I like that. Jazz talk with Jeffrey.
Yes.
Okay, so how long have you been doing what you do, she said?
I have been doing this for about 15 years, which in the world of magic is considered to be like a newbie, because most of these kids, they started when they were like, you know, five. I actually hated magic when I was growing up due to the fact that I could always figure out how things were done. And then as I got older, I finally met somebody who blew me away, and I've been doing it ever since.
Okay. And Jeffrey, how about that question for you? How long have you been doing what you do?
Wow. Well, I tell you what, probably all my life I'd say that, because my father was a Baptist preacher before he passed away 16 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So I've always seen him help people in the community. So it was kind of instilled into me as a young man. So I just kind of kept it going, and I kept it going and kept it going. And I really love it. I enjoy it. It's a lot of tiring nights sometimes, you know. You know, listening to what other people may need or whatever the case may be, and helping people. It's a very tiring job, but it's a very fulfilling job, though. So I enjoy
it. That's awesome. That's awesome to have a father as a preacher, and wow, you know.
I tried. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so in the meantime, we have Creed Warner, Glory Sound Studios, and you have about two questions. I know we are running late. We'll have to do more of your interview next week, so give a Creed about one or two questions. So reporting for Hollywood Connections, you're live. Creed, you're there?
Yeah, I'm here. How's it going?
Fabulous, fabulous. Brenda was just on, and we have our Miss Teen Texas is going to interview you live for about a minute and a half here.
Okay, no problem.
Action, 3, 2, 1, you're on, Miss Teen Texas.
Okay, I have a question for you. What are a few of the challenges in your career that you have to face?
I guess the biggest challenges is... the marketing portion of it, because sometimes you'll put all your eggs in one basket, so to speak, to market like a record or something, finding out that wasn't the correct way of marketing it. So it's a lot of trial and error stuff. But as my career grew and things, I started finding out, all right, this is the correct way of doing it. So that was probably most of my early on challenges.
So also, too, as our Miss Teen Texas My tummy is growling here. They're all laughing. I was like, where did that noise come from?
Like, sound like Jabba the Hutt over here.
Star Wars is in town.
I can't believe that happened.
You gotta feed that thing.
Yeah, I know, right?
So in the meantime, well, I'm like blushing like really red here. So Miss Teen Texas is a singer. What would you like to ask Creed about your singing career?
What would you say would be like the best fit to actually start off my career as a singer?
Well, do you write music?
I do.
Do you write songs?
Yes, I write songs, but I actually don't play an instrument. So
okay.
I think that's challenging.
I think that one of the biggest things as a musician early on, if you don't write music or write songs, if you don't play an instrument, you need to get with somebody who plays an instrument. But as far as writing the lyrics, I think early on starting, a lot of people realize later on that if they would have only wrote some of the songs that they sung, they would have made more money early on in their career. That's why a lot of your stars and celebrities and stuff today, they tour when they're 70 and 80 years old, because those royalties add up over the years as you write your own music. So I think that is probably the best key to becoming successful in the music industry, is writing your own song.
Well, that's awesome. Creed, I want to connect the two of you. Maybe you can give her some advice about recording. Do you have a professional recording CD yet? Miss Teen Texas.
No, I have not. But I hear that he does gospel, but does he also do like other genres of music?
Oh, what style do you do?
Oh, I do pop.
Okay. Well, I have different producers and things that work at the studios and some of my affiliates that they do different genres of music. Like me personally, like I do Christian, contemporary Christian music, things like that. But I do have partners and stuff in the business that could facilitate you in that.
Is that your stomach again?
No, it was like a cat. That's not me. You guys have me laughing so hard.
What was
Creed,
that?
I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on. Where you're like, a cat is loose. You know, doesn't have a collar on.
Don't let her lie to you.
Okay, you too. Creed Warner and our Miss Teen Texas. We're going to finish this off next week on the top of the hour, if you don't mind. We have 2 minutes. We want to thank everybody for calling in. Creed, thank you. Glory Sound Studios.
Hey, thank you.
That's right, an amazing man, and we'll be right back. Peter.
Yes.
You have me laughing.
That's good.
Too hard.
I'm glad.
My second blooper tape in my life.
Nice.
That was hilarious.
Great job.
Okay, and Jeffrey, thank you so much. MLK Parade coming up. Give the date again.
Monday, January the 16th, start times at 11 a.m.
We'll be there. Look for Tan Talk. Wave. You know, tune in to us. We're going to have our banner, and then who is who's the football player?
Who's the football player?
No, I mean,
player?
You know, that you were...
Jameis Winston!
Okay,
Jameis
Winston, okay.
Did she say who's the football player?
I have no idea.
Even her stomach knew who the football player was.
Exactly.
Just give me the colors. What are the colors?
Yay, go sports team.
Black.
That's funny. Oh, I'm getting really bad right now. Oh, Lord.
Was that the color?
Well, not the color of the team, but...
Well, she said the color of the quarterback, right? Just give me the color. So I gave her the color of the quarterback.
I used to bet on the teams when I was younger, and I'd win because of the colors of the jerseys. Come
right.
on, guys.
Oh, that's not the good thing to say to the sports guy. Okay, I'm just saying, you know.
Well, Pete, you got to tune into the sports show on Saturday.
That's right. The only FM sports talk show on Saturday afternoons in the Tampa Bay area from 3 to 5 is Sports Web. Bring your passion. Bring your excitement. Just don't bring any nonsense.
That's right. He knows sports. I know entertainment. We'll be back next week. Give it to God, and all the glory and honor is his and yours. And you, thank you so much, Greg, for being here.
You're welcome, Sonny's.
That's right.